Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever. Welcome to our kitchen table. Again.
After
6 months.
Sorry. It's been a crazy summer. I feel like we always start like this.
It's literally no excuse. Yeah. We have no excuse.
No more excuses. Yeah. No, we are starting to do a more regular schedule. So, and since yesterday was a new Byzantine year, I figured it would be a good start for us to new church year, new habits, going back to St. Theophan. Mm-hmm. Well, we will start on page 42. We will finish up the chapter 1. And, well, these three paragraphs that Sarah is going to read step by step are quite tough. So it will be, I'm excited for the conversation. Ready?
Ready.
All right.
Thus begins the warfare of the parents with the sin that dwells in the child. Although this sin is deprived of points of support, still it acts, and so as to find a good resting place for itself, it tries to take possession of the powers of the body and soul. One must not allow it to do this, but must, as it were, uproot these powers from the hand of sin and give them over to God.
Yeah. That's first punch in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Before we started to talk, Sarah had I don't know if you still want to share the example that you shared beforehand.
Sure.
We might start with that point.
Yeah. Immediately when I read this paragraph was I thought about a couple of days ago when our older one was having a tantrum during morning prayers,
mm-hmm.
I think, was
yeah.
it? And because I don't want to have angry children or children that have that passion of like just lashing out. But I know that he's 2, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So tantrums
You'll
happen.
Come.
Yeah, tantrums happen and I understand that. And he was really not happy. I think you took like a truck out of the prayer room or something. And
noisemaker.
Yeah, he was really not happy and screaming like a crazy person. And probably in this time we would have given him a good swat on the butt or, you know, hollered at him. On a hard day, probably would have been a harsher reaction, but I'm sorry for the reality, but I'm trying to teach myself to realize that he is 2 years old and he doesn't maintain emotions well and literally doesn't know how to control his emotions. And if I don't know as an adult how to control my emotions and control my irritation and anger when a 2-year-old is throwing a fit, why should I expect him to know how to control his emotions?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you don't control your...
Yeah. And but both of us, and I'm commending you too because I know it was really not a fun 5 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell we were irritated, but we just continued to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We were just praying the Jesus prayer out loud,
yeah.
and we didn't pay attention to what he was doing. We let him do his thing, and we continued to pray. And to me, it was that part of uprooting these powers from the hand of sin and giving them over to God. Truly, that was all that was happening in my being at that time, was stopping myself from feeling irritation or impatience and unkindness and all of the lack of gentleness and all of the things that happen when your kid is throwing a tantrum.
Sure.
And I just gave those to God, and I was grateful that we were able to handle the situation with calmness
yeah.
instead of not. So
it was like a tunnel vision too. But like you had to like really focus on the prayer.
Yeah.
Which I think it also helped us to pray. Because
yes.
You had to really focus on what you say and how you say it, because he was the room is like a small bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a huge room, so when a child screams and very echoey, yeah, it's just two chairs, bookshelf, and an icon wall. So
mm-hmm.
you can whisper and it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a good voice, good lugs on him too. So it was definitely an experience.
Yeah, but it just came to my mind.
That
moment came to my mind in this, because we are, if we don't want to teach him to dig into that passion of anger or even just that irritation
mm-hmm.
and giving into it,
yeah.
then we have to stop
yeah.
being
and
that way.
Sure,
too.
And just having that patience
and calm,
and
yeah.
calmness that
mm-hmm.
it's going to be all right, even if something is taken care of,
right.
taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, it's training him for the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather be disappointed or depressed and just deal with it in a proper way. And
right.
Knowing that what God gives and God takes away.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, taking Prophet Job's words, that paragraph reminded me of him, where he, in his first paragraph, first chapter, he says, "And when the days of the fast had run their course, Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually." So basically he was praying for his family, his sons, daughters, and his wife, that if they have sinned throughout those feasting seasons, that God would forgive them. And so basically he took their behavior into his hands, and he entrusted them to God through his prayers. It's a very beautiful example in scriptures, where we see that, you know, the behavior can be fixed in different ways rather than just yelling or teaching or
mm-hmm.
correcting. Sometimes it's better to just sit down and break a couple rounds of prayer ropes and really put God into the works and
have that intention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, you know, like, I don't, if it's just one day, then, you know, who knows if the prayers even go.
Mm-hmm.
For sure they'd go, but
harder to reach.
I think the more annoying we are with our prayers to God, he is faster to listen.
That's funny.
Why don't we go further?
Okay. "But so that this might be done with a good foundation and with a rational knowledge of the reliability of the means that have been chosen, one must make clear for oneself what it is that sin desires, what nourishes it, and precisely how it takes possession of us. The fundamental things which arouse and draw one towards sin are arbitrariness of mind or curiosity in the mental faculty, self-will in the faculty of will, and pleasures in the faculty of feeling." If you're following along in the book, that should be underlined.
Yeah, highlighted,
yeah.
Stars,
mm-hmm.
whatever it takes. It's, yeah. He's hitting precisely on what a lot of people are struggling with nowadays. Especially when I hear confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that curiosity is there, but really most of the times there's this self-will or self-love
mm-hmm.
that I come before everything else, and even it's so hidden sometimes that we don't even realize it, because we've done it for decades
mm-hmm.
and we realize, wait a minute, is this something that I do because I love myself more than anything else?
Mm-hmm. I have something to say about curiosity.
Go for it.
It is very sinful to get. Do you ever notice that you get sucked in to reels?
Oh yeah.
On Facebook, mm-hmm. or whatever. What are they called on YouTube?
Shorts
on YouTube. That is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are going from video to video to video, and you see a short clip of the next one, and the only thing that you want to know is what is going on in that video.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
It sucks you in.
Yeah.
And even Facebook is a perfect example.
Scrolling.
You just want to see what's there. That is curiosity, mm-hmm. and that is sinful behavior.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't just live in your moment in your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when I, like... I am tortured sometimes. I rarely have Facebook on my phone, but the couple of times through the week or something that I do, I'm like throwing my phone away from my hands as far as I can. And I'm like, what are you doing? Get this thing out of my hands. Stop watching these stupid things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like when you go to bed, you go to bed at like 9:30. I go upstairs at you're still...
It's horrible. That's the worst time. Because, you know, it's like your mind is relaxing and you're just trying... But that is precisely the time.
But at least, like, you do your prayers. So, like, you're not there for half an hour watching...
Right.
But, you know, it's like you're still up.
But before bed, literally, before I'm supposed to sleep, and after I do prayers,
mm-hmm.
I'm filling my mind with complete garbage.
Yeah, same here.
And that is curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... horrible. And that, if that is not one of the biggest sins of our entire generation and our world, not just our generation, but this time right now, has to be.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure, I would be surprised if that was something that you hear in confession a lot.
I don't. Curiosity is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very rare.
But
self-love is more, there, but it's there because of you can read between the lines. So when somebody says that, so then you can sometimes say, well, okay, well, this is actually self-love, which has also different roots, which you have to pay attention to.
Right. But that for him to name that specifically,
yeah.
and specifically, because self-love isn't necessarily curiosity.
Right.
And so, I'm not trying to get into this discussion,
no.
But I'm just saying, like... I think that so few people understand that that is actually sinful.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, it came to my mind as soon as, because you're saying like, yeah, that one, meh. I'm like, no, that is a huge thing in our life right now. Huge.
It is.
And not just like Facebook Reels or Shorts or whatever, but anything that you're like, I wonder what that is.
That does make a different, gives a different perspective. Too.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Anyhow.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead.
I want to say something else. I wanted to talk to you about something that you said. Oh, I wanted to say that all these sins that, or these things that St. Theophan tells us, curiosity, self-will, or pleasures, all these sins can be found during the examination of conscience at night.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, today I learned something about curiosity more than I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So now when the examination comes in, then, all right, well, through the lens of what we talked about today, how does curiosity affect my life in a whole spectrum? And same thing with self-love and also pleasures of food or sensuality or
your eyes.
Or eyes,
watching
nose.
Those videos that you're curious about.
Ears, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like St. Nicodemus or Hagar, right? I just finished his icon, and I need to reread this book, but he talks about sins of the senses,
mm-hmm.
and it's a fascinating book because I remember one example, and I don't know if it was in a book or it was somewhere that I heard, but he says that isn't it strange that clergy
have mirrors before, and they looked at themselves and fixed their vestments before liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a practicing of how good I'm looking.
Yeah.
You know, and he said that like mirrors are one of the worst things that we can have in our houses.
Yeah.
Because they distort the image that we should have.
Yeah.
But that like struck me, so like I tried never to look at the mirror before liturgy. I was like, if I have a crazy hair, then so be it. but he touches on different things. For example, if I remember well, he said that even birds, like beautiful bird noises, can be a distraction
mm-hmm.
in the morning or evening prayers.
Yeah.
That like that you should like really be careful what you do, what you watch, what you hear.
Yeah.
And what you even smell with he really touches on every sense, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's a really good book to read.
Well, you know, it's making me think about us, our life here a little bit, and like there are times when the kids are awake, because I mean I do most of my like entertaining like on my phone or something like that, or on the computer after the kids are going to bed or when they're taking a nap or something, but we do watch things from time to time on our phones when they're
yeah.
awake, and this entire chapter is, and first part of this book is about our influence on our children, and that part of our life is really negatively influencing
yeah.
them, you know? And like, I didn't even think about it until just this. I mean, yes, I knew that it wasn't good, but now,
yeah.
like, we could be really digging some kind of sinful passion in them
sure.
from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And just showing them that it is okay.
Yeah, and it's not. It's totally not.
Yeah.
It is just something that we fight with.
Sure.
You know?
And to be granted, I mean, we knew about it a little bit more. We don't have TV.
Right.
Well, we have a TV on special occasions.
Yeah, we take it out of
we,
the
we
closet
out,
one.
which is needed.
Right.
Sometimes you just need that mental break.
Mm-hmm.
And kids need to just...
chill.
Take a chill pill.
Yeah.
But what was fascinating too is when we changed this lifestyle a little bit, when he comes downstairs, he's not looking at the TV.
Right.
He's looking at the toys, he's looking for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
or whatever he can get into, rather than just like movie.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah.
And also, our room has changed. It's...
the living room.
The living room has changed. It's... I don't even know.
Accommodating for... in talk and communication
right.
and living,
playing.
Yeah, playing and living,
talking.
Yeah.
Because the TV was really the main focus,
mm-hmm.
and even when we took away the TV and then we rearranged our living room and we put the TV back,
mm-hmm.
because well, we thought maybe it would be good for to turn on the TV sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the first day?
Oh, it was horrible.
When Miro came down, he was like, movie.
Yeah.
Movie.
Like, this is... we need to get rid of this stupid
no,
thing.
No,
yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, anyways, we're getting off track.
Yeah.
But...
well, no. What I'm trying to say is that we are... everything is in steps.
Yeah, I know.
And
right.
everything is revealed to God, to us, with steps.
Mm-hmm.
If he showed us everything, then we would just collapse.
That's true. That's very true. Another thing that I have on my list is like pleasures in the faculty of feeling is like snacks and food and eating. And I mean, our babies are 1 and 2, and snack. It's the only thing they want, snacks. Okay? Literally, only thing. If we just get done eating breakfast, snack. And I just am, I want to learn and know how to not develop gluttonous behavior in them. Because I struggle with that, and I don't want them to have to struggle with that. You know what I mean? It's just, we cannot just take away every sin that's going to possibly enter, but if we can lessen it.
Sure.
How, you know?
Sure. I think that's a good discussion for a spiritual father
yeah.
to give us. But one thing that I told you before, for this recording is that maybe we can try giving them more healthier snacks
mm-hmm.
that, you know, fill them up rather than... I do still think that we are doing much better with snacks than...
We could be. We could be just throwing a bag of chips at them.
Yeah. I mean, there are days that you just do that.
Yeah. Well, no, but, you know, animal crackers and this and that, but the... It's hard when they're so little still, too, because there's just snacks everywhere,
mm-hmm.
all over the floor, ground into the carpet, you know. That's a...
We vacuum every single day.
Yeah, test of more than that, more than once a day.
Yeah.
But a test of patience, too. But it's... Yeah.
But also, we do pay attention to what we give them as a snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Miron was Miron and we were buying all kinds of snacks for him.
Yeah.
And now it's very limited because of your nutrition factors and what snacks contain that we choose rather just to have simple snacks but healthier snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think that's a step towards not being as gluttonous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Again, too, if they both see us, and we need to be examples in that, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything that is happening has to be
mm-hmm.
an example. Even during the prayers.
Yeah.
Miron calmed down very quickly.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Because usually his tantrum is long.
Not really. No.
But I mean, it was much longer than...
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah,
he did good.
He did very good.
Mm-hmm. He realized that it was time to
pray.
Yeah, at peace.
Well, want the last one?
Sure. Do you don't have anything else for that?
No.
I mean, self-will by itself is...
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. really quick, self-will in little children who just want... Where there's a power struggle between what they do... or what they want to do, and what mom and dad say is good or right or shouldn't be done, that's a struggle in and of itself.
Obedience.
Whew. Where's the line, you know? Where's the line?
We draw the line.
Little kids are so hard. It's so hard to raise children, really.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is. It's incredible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gosh. All right.
Sit in a chair. No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're potty training right now. Oh, brother. I cannot even tell you the amount of M&Ms that we have gone through.
And he still pees everywhere.
Yeah, he still pees everywhere. Goodness.
We do clean it. So just, we clean everything. We are very clean people.
Oh, my gosh. All right, anyways, can I go to the last
yes,
one?
Yes, please.
Therefore, one must so conduct and direct the developing powers of the soul and body so as not to give them over into captivity to enjoyments of the flesh, to curiosity, to self-will, and self-centered pleasures. For this would be a sinful captivity. But on the contrary, one must train the child how to separate himself from them and master them, and thus, as much as possible, to render them powerless and harmless. This is the chief thing in the beginning. The whole of the upbringing can later be brought into harmony with this beginning. Let us look again with this aim at the chief activities of the body, soul, and spirit.
Beautiful ending to the chapter.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're going to look into those things.
Yeah.
I'm looking over to chapter 2, and the first section... in chapter 2 is in relation to food. Why wouldn't it be? Of course it is. I'm thankful that it is, though.
It's belly is the center of everything. If you control your belly, you control everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Don't worry about those.
I'm looking forward to, like, further...
Yeah, when we get there in 3 years.
Surrounding the child with sacred images.
There you go. That's a good one.
I don't have much to say because, I mean, all of these things that we said connect to the last paragraph.
Yeah.
But I think the main point is children are like sponges. If they see you snacking, they will snack to you. If you, if they see you being lazy, they'll be crazy and lazy too,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And even things like activities that, like us being on the phone and watching shorts on, or
reels,
it might not have impact on them now, but it can for sure have an impact on them down the road when
mm-hmm.
they are older, when they might have cell phones. So,
mm-hmm.
which they won't. Both of our kids are going to monastery. So.
Oh my gosh, you're painful. Gosh. But you know, it's this paragraph, especially, you know, just giving name to these sinful behaviors, enjoyments of the flesh, curiosity, self-will, self-centered pleasures, those, like, you can take every single one of those, and every single one of those should be something that you confess during confession.
Yeah.
You know, and
without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then you should be looking at what else comes from those. And within that, those are the things that, since those are like the main things that our we need to help our children with, those are things that we should be plucking out of ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
First.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't know how to pluck them out, then how we will pluck them out of our children.
Right, yeah. I think that pretty much that's the whole basis of this whole chapter is...
Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah.
And when you get it together more, then you will be helping your children get it together too.
Yeah.
You know?
Rise up and be a Christian.
Yeah, truly.
Rise up and be a Christian. And go on that narrow path that leads to salvation.
Okay.
We were on a... I'm a little bit... what would you say? Confused. I'm 2 years in the priesthood, and two beautiful churches, and today we went on a 1 hour long walk,
mm-hmm.
and we also saw 2-3 different churches.
Oh man, no, we saw at least 5, I would say, on our
five.
Walk.
No.
Well, what things that used to be churches too.
Yeah,
buildings.
And Sarah made a beautiful point that, like, look how big the churches are and how many people used to go to those churches.
Yeah.
And now we are not even able to fill them up to its fullness,
mm-hmm.
rather than, like, in the past having like multiple services
mm-hmm.
in one day.
Right.
Now, like I pointed to Sarah on Roman Catholic parking lot. Look, there is a reserved parking for a priest.
Mm-hmm.
Yet rectory is attached,
right?
You know, so like you don't even have your own priest to serve you.
Sure.
So it's sad, but it is because we became lax in our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Lax,
yeah.
Lax in our faith. Just time to get back.
Yeah, but you're right. It is a narrow and uncomfortable path, and this self-examination and realizing and understanding that we are so imperfect and we have to pull it together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I think one of the issues is that we don't want to show ourselves that we are broken.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
everything is all right, everything is perfect.
And it's just out of habit a lot of times.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do something that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because if there's ever a moment that I'm like, especially like stressed out about the world or things that are happening in our world or something, I can take a step back and say, does this really matter?
No. Yeah.
Because we're just here for a really short time.
Yeah.
And does all of the weird stuff that's going on in our life or around us in our world actually matter about our salvation? We have to pull it together and be God-centered.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not, if we're worried about every aspect of the world around us and it's not centered around God, then we are not in the right direction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We are, I would even say that we are not even living that Christian life.
Right.
Because we are putting something ahead of Christ.
Yeah, we just have to bring it back to center and say, yeah, things might be really crazy and so messed up right now, but...
Is my soul ready?
Yeah, like if things went down, am I ready to meet God?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really?
Yeah, to be at the judgment.
Really?
Yeah. That's I think that's beautiful examination question at the end of each day.
Gosh.
Am I ready?
Yeah. Well, and then when I catch myself watching reels, I'm like, no, I'm not ready, you big dummy, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh, I suck.
It's so horrible because, I mean, I do the same thing, except I just watch videos rather than stupid reels.
Yeah.
But it's you go with beautiful intention, you pray, you even try to put your whole heart in, and then rather than, like, relaxing, and going to bed,
easing your soul and mind
and
into sleep,
relaxing with the prayers in,
mm-hmm.
you go back to the screen. It's horrible.
It is.
Maybe we're just revealing our sins, but
and that's not the intention.
No, it is not.
I know that it's
struggle.
Relatable
yeah.
too, because I know I am not the only person that struggles with
yeah.
that. You know, the world is so overstimulated with all this stuff and
too much.
And
part of this is that if you guys want to buy yourself a book, Power of Silence by Cardinal Serra is such a beautiful and moving book where he challenges you to be more aware of what is a silence.
Yeah.
What is a silence?
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough book, but it's one of the best books that I've read.
Mm-hmm.
And it is crazy. I remember my father sharing this once at his book study or somewhere, that tried to sit in front of the icon for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
After second minute, you'll go insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the thoughts, all even the music that you heard, you'll remember every word or every melody.
Mm-hmm.
And every conversation and all these things that need to be silenced are coming up.
And they're blaring inside your head.
But yet for us, they're just like coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're just there in the background, going and going and going.
Continuously,
yeah.
Wow. I don't know how we got there, but I don't know how we got on this whole thing.
I just wanted to say it.
No, that was
a good
great
thought.
No, it was.
Because you just made me sad walking today and like seeing all these churches just
gone,
dying.
Yeah, and I mean
gone.
We don't even know if they're open. There's only probably one or two of the five that we saw that are actually open.
So, it's definitely a chance for future and.
Yeah. Just
well,
become God-centered.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, good thing you did. That was a good point. All right, so let's be God-centered and. When we become God-centered, then our children will become God-centered too, through us. So, have a wonderful day, or evening, or whatever you listen to. God bless you. And we'll try to do this every week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless you.